Library block.
Okay, well, Yusuf Tahe is here from our Middle East desk. Yusuf, this all goes back to the elections in April, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The election outcome was inconclusive. Now, Mr. Maliki is hoping to serve a third term as prime minister. He's refusing to go, even though he lost so many friends. He alienated the Sunnis over the last few years. He's alienated the Kurds. Last month, he accused the Kurds of harboring terrorists in Kurdistan. His own foreign minister, who's a Kurd himself, asked him to apologize to the Kurd population, but he's refused to do so. And also on Friday, Imam Sistani, who is the leading spiritual leader of the Shias in Iraq, told him to go and let others step in because it was detrimental to the country to cling on to power when unwanted. Now, Mr. Maliki on Wednesday delivered a speech when he said that trying to form any government in Iraq without him would lead to opening the gates of hell in Iraq.
But he's looking increasingly isolated, isn't he? Because the president is being supported by the United States.
Absolutely. The State Department tonight came out and said that they support the president as a guarantor of the Iraqi constitution. They also said that they reject any effort to achieve outcomes through coercion or manipulation of the constitution. So Mr. Maliki may have won the elections last April, but nobody seems to want him in power anymore. He has lost so many friends. He doesn't have the support of the Americans. He doesn't have the support of the UK or France. And he also seems to be seen now as a liability by the Iranians because he's brought in ISIS, which would be in a direct collision course with Iran.
And yet it appears from the military movements we're seeing in and around Baghdad that there are forces still loyal to him who are prepared to come out and protect him.
Well, interestingly, his own protection force is commanded by his only son. So that says quite a lot. He doesn't have many people that he trusts in Iraq right now. So he stands as a lonely figure in the wilderness that is Iraq at the moment.
Meanwhile, all the ISIS developments continue in many parts of the country. Yusuf, many thanks indeed. We'll have to